I think there's a class gap as well. I mean, I'm worried about the generation thing because when my kids were growing up, and they and the teachers were all appalled when a bit of global warming homework came in, and I said, "Well, a load of old bollocks that was." And so I made sure they went in with the right homework, saying this was all nonsense. Of course, got them into trouble. The teachers were annoyed, and all of that nonsense, which I didn't think too much of, has produced the generation of students that we've got today. But I also think there's a class thing. I think universities, I was only semi-flippant what I said before, I think universities are churning out a class of people who are the class of the Hillary Clintons and the Tony Blairs and the people who will, who imagine themselves as part of the state, who ally with the state, who imagine themselves as middle-class tax consumers, in an arts establishment or some such thing, or in a university. And they are, and that's the real class divide now. I think the class divide is between upper-class tax consumers, because I think the state is really there for the upper middle class and the intelligentsia, not ordinary people, and the rest of us. And that divide is opening a sort of wider as they, get more and more into their global warming, feminist, social justice, warrior, fizzy drink.
Do you think we should have some sort of purge of the intellectuals, like Pol Pot?
I really think we might.
Anyone who wears glasses.
The intelligentsia are the stupidest people on Earth, and the most offensive, and they have been since Plato, actually. We're going to get really sort of historical about it. But they're all bastards, and they all want to run us.